Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the MPOC Charter Review call on the 25th July 2017. On the call today, we have Gangahat Pandey, Olivia Kwame, Consulate Ileleji, Raul Ploma, Remy Mweke, and from staff, we have myself, Mariam Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. We also have John Carr in the meeting. Thank you very much. Over to you, John.
Great, thank you. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, great, great. Welcome, everyone. I'm excited for our second meeting and that everyone has been able to join us. Can everyone see the screen? Because obviously I'm in. Can we see the charter? Does everyone see the charter on the screen?
Yes, we can, Joan.
Oh, okay, great. So last time, I'll let Raul is sort of taking the lead on this. So last time we looked at point 1 to point 50, and I think it was left at Poncelet, and he did respond that he did take a look at it and he was in agreement. And I see some comments from Ganga, so we'll do the comments first, I think, Raul, if we want to start with those, and then we can go from there. So over to you, Raul.
Okay. Should we carry on with 5.0 from then onwards right now, or does Ponsarad want to give his comments first?
I think that we should, see if there's any comments from up to 5.0 and deal with those and then move on.
Okay, sounds good to me.
So I'll go up to the top.
Hang on.
So on my screen, I see one.
Yeah.
1.2.2.
Okay. I think there was a few suggestions by Gangadhar about the bold font. I think that's okay. It's nice to look everything in conformity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first next comment, they said 3.11, whereas Juan has made a comment about a writing problem.
1.2.2, you're accepting?
3.1.1.
There we go. Sorry. Okay.
So 3.1.1?
Yep.
Not refreshing on the Adobe screen for some reason.
That's a composition, right?
Yeah, the 3.0 is executive committee, and the next one is composition, and then Juan has made a comment about the committees. And I think we all agreed on having just one committee, which is the policy committee.
And the executive committee, yeah.
Should we add the word committee after the policy development?
Yeah.
So it would be policy development committee chair?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Does everyone agree with that?
we can resolve it. Any comments, anyone? Disagreements? So we're all agreeing on 3.1, the suggestion of having inserted the committee chair. Okay, so we've resolved that one.
Yeah.
Barry, you'll let me know if anybody has a hand up, right?
Yes, Joan, I have my hand up.
Okay, I can't see it, so.
I just raised
okay.
My hand now. Okay, so just a quick one. I was just thinking about this and looking at what Juan is saying. So what if you have, instead of a policy development committee chair, what if you have the policy development committee coordinator as well, so that there's just one committee, if that makes sense, and every other person, because it might get really confusing.
I was thinking, because it looks like only they have a committee. So I think everyone is a coordinator of the executive committee. That's what we were trying to do.
Yeah, and then if within the in the future, if to allow for formation of groups or committees or whatever it is, it's just a coordinator coordinating a group of people, which becomes a committee. I don't know. That's just a suggestion, really.
Yeah, so do you understand? There we go. Yes, that makes sense, actually, because we're talking about the composition of the executive committee. It's under, that's what we're talking about. So do you understand, Raul and everyone?
Yeah, I think it has to be taken into account here as well.
No, what the suggestion is that we're under 3.0, and we're talking about the composition of the executive committee and what it's going to be. So everyone is a coordinator of the executive committee is what is being said, because later we create a policy team on its own. But this is it. We're talking about the executive committee here. So everyone is actually a coordinator.
Okay, I thought the policy development committee would be like a committee, or do you think?
Later,
right.
Do you understand?
Is it not the format of?
Hi, go ahead.
I'm Pons Blake speaking. I was wondering, is it not the format of NCC?
We lost you, Pons Blake.
Councillor, we've
asked you. The format we agreed on initially, where we had two coordinators for communication and membership, and then for PDP, we had committee. Was that not the format of NCUC when we agreed on that in the last meeting? I just wanted to know.
Yes. So I just want to point out a couple of things. We're talking about two separate things. Later, we actually talk about the policy committee. This one is keep going. The internet keeps going in and out. Is everyone hearing me okay?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, Raul, I just want to point out, this is, we're talking about what the composition of the executive committee is itself. We're not talking about the, so who are members of the executive committee? Why does that keep happening?
Yes.
So everyone is a coordinator of whatever we come up with for them to coordinate the activities of. That's what it is saying.
Okay, so we change these to policy development coordinator?
That's right. Chair and the vice chair, and we all coordinate the because we're trying to streamline it, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Mariam.
Sorry. So it would be policy development committee coordinator. Because you have the policy development is a committee, isn't it? would be a committee.
Later. Right.
Yeah. So it will be a policy development committee coordinator.
Correct. 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 But it's still a coordinator. So we need a, between development and coordinator, we need the word committee. Because we are doing a committee later. So Raul?
Yeah, it's just, I think because the policy development is going to be the only committee, then that might be reflected here as well in the wording of the composition.
Right.
So it would be policy development committee chair, like it used to be, because that would be unchanged. And
to make it
easier. Sort of,
yeah.
Yeah, I think it would sort of reflect the change that that's the most important sort of area that we are going to do in NPOC. I think it would emphasize that.
Okay.
We could even change it at C instead of being D.
Right.
Swap members and policy development. But that's just nitpicking.
No, I like that because that's where our most of our work is going to be, right? So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Is everyone okay with that? So go ahead and change it and then let everyone see it. Yeah, that's a good point. So we're actually saying that the policy committee is part of our executive committee.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Because we discussed that as well.
Joan, sorry, the policy committee cannot be part of the executive committee. The policy committee chair is part of the executive committee.
That's right, right. And that's right. I was just going
to say. So the point I'm trying to make is that for each, so we have the, okay. So if the D will be membership coordinator rather than members coordinator, wouldn't that be?
Yes. Yes. I think membership was there before. So, Raul, what...
Should we change membership?
Yeah, to membership, yes. But the C, that it is the person that we're looking at, not the committee. So it's just the chair?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it says, committee chair.
Okay, we could also just say chair because it's just a person, but that's fine. All right. Any other discussions? Like, I can't see the hands raised. Oh, hi, Tapani. I see you've joined us.
No, he's just in the, Yeah, so I have a question here from Remy, and he says, please, is there any specific reason for reducing the committee to one?
Oh, okay. I can answer that, but anyone else can answer it. Remy, when we were in, before we went to Johannesburg, there was discussions around MPOC and how top-heavy all of the committees were, and we spent so much time organizing the committees. We weren't doing a lot of work, and our scope of what we have to do in terms of operational concern was very specific. So we started to talk about how to streamline all of the work so that we can get our policy work done. But everyone had agreed on that.
Remy, does that answer your question? Remy's typing. Hold on. Thanks, John. Another question for Remy before we go to Ponsley. I noticed that Ponsley has a hand up. Remy says, the membership coordinator, does it mean that it's your membership drive and education based on outreach? I don't know if you understand that question, or would you want Remy to clarify?
Yeah, clarify. I don't understand it.
Okay, while Remy is typing to clarify his question, Pontile, please go on. Pontile, you have your hand up. Please speak if you can. Oh, okay, Pontile's hand is down.
Yeah, hello. Pontile speaking. Hello.
Hi, Pontile. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can't hear you. Pontile, there's a lot.
Remy, it doesn't.
I can't hear, so.
Nope.
Hi, everyone. Please ask, even if you're on the phone, can you mute your mic, please? Joan, if you can mute your mic while Remy's, sorry, Pontile is trying to speak, I think that would help. Thank you.
Is mine not muted?
No, your handheld mic, phone, your phone, I mean.
Okay.
Consul, meet your mic now. Thank you.
Miriam, could you ask him maybe to type his question then, please? And
okay,
also, did you answer
Remy's
question? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So, Remy's saying that, I mean, it's a single person kind of, and is there no plan to engage larger internet community for outreach because it may not be a one-man affair? So I think what he's trying to say is that shouldn't the membership coordinator be a committee rather than just one person? So he's saying that the MS coordinator needs extra help. Rather than having it as just a single person, then it's a group of people.
Yes. I think I heard I was in trying to unmute. So if I understand it, the question is about the work of the membership coordinator, correct? Being one person. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so we talked about that. And anyone, by the way, if you have your hand up, just please let me know because I can't see if your hand's up. What we talked about was that the executive committee, we're going to meet and talk about what the actions are going to be for each coordinator. And it's not just one person. We're all going to be working at it as a team. So the membership committee will be working closely with the membership coordinator will be working closely with the communications coordinator. The policy development will be working closely with the communication, and then we track all of those every month. That's sort of the idea, at least for the next little while. It's just to get on board for our policy work. So we thought this was the easiest way of doing it, and we agreed on that. So it's not anyone that is responsible. They're responsible to coordinate the activities of the executive committee. That's really the best way of putting it.
Thank you, John. Ganga, you'll hand it off, please. You can go. You can go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ganga on record. I guess there is a provision to form subcommittees. Can we have small committees for different things if you it's felt that one person cannot handle it? Thank you.
Thank you, Ganga. John, we got Remy on the AC chat saying, okay, but we, but okay,
yes.
But could up members. So I think he means, yeah, you can recruit members to work on something, an outreach. I think, yeah, that's what he's saying, basically.
Absolutely. Of course, we're going to be all for that.
Okay, and Ponsley says the membership coordinator will work with the membership based on a program in terms of outreach based on region. That's what I'm trying to explain to Remy. Okay, Ganga, if you look at Ponsley's explanation as to why there is just a coordinator rather than a committee, I hope that helps. Thank you.
Okay.
John, please go ahead. Thank you.
Yeah, so, thanks. Are we good for the composition then? Have we answered all the questions regarding 3.1, including one's question? I think we resolved it. Yes? Last call. We're good for 3.1, which reads, composition of the executive committee. Is everyone hearing me okay?
Yes, John, we can hear you, but
okay,
you're
great.
Not.
Everybody's silent. I'm like, oh. Voting officers, is that.
We can't see your screen.
You can't?
No, we can't.
Can you now? Is it there now?
No.
Profit room is not, could not connect to Roby. Okay, that's not good. I have not. It's saying it's the refresh your browser. Okay, I will do that. It looks like there is connection problems with Adobe, but I'm refreshing, so. So while it's doing that, the composition is chair, vice chair, policy development committee chair, membership coordinator, and communications coordinator. That's the makeup of the executive committee to vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 members. Can you see it now? It's still scrolling. Aaron, can you see the screen at all? Because I can see it.
No, not yet.
I have no idea. Don't know. It says it just says Adobe Room could not connect to the Adobe Connect server. Please relaunch your meeting room. Okay. Well, great. All right. So maybe you have to. Yeah, it can't find the server. All right. Here we are. Are we good now? No. No, it's not connecting to Adobe. I'm going to relaunch it just.
Consulate, you have your hand up?
Yes, I had my hand up. Consulate speaking.
Okay. Go on, Consulate. Thank you.
Yeah. I was just trying to say, okay, now it's loading, but I was wanting to mention that because it's another version, when I opened what I had on my somethings was not updated, what I should, Joanne could just share this to on the Skype so that at least we can open it on our own machines, you know, if the system is going on and off. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, John. I have just shared the URL in the Adobe chat, and I'm sharing the screen right now. So, John, let me know when your screen comes up, and then I can stop mine.
Okay.
Yes, Remy, that's a good idea. If everyone can please open the Google Doc, that will be a lot better. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have put the link in the Adobe room.
Yes, actually, that would be better if everyone could do that. So then I can see who wants to talk. Okay, launching. Okay, I'm relaunching it. It looks like it's working.
Raul, do you want to go on?
Yeah. I have no idea what's happening. It's not, it says it's a private meeting and it's being sent to the host, so, because I relaunched it.
Thanks, John. Raul, you might want to take over the meeting while John is trying to do that. Thanks.
Okay, is everyone okay with the 311 as it is now? Can everyone see them? See that their Google Doc?
Yes, I'm on Google.
So the composition of the executive committee is 5 people: chair, vice chair, the chair of the policy development committee, the membership coordinator, and communications coordinator. Those are all like established roles of that have certain responsibilities. And I think they deserve their own area in the executive committee. But so there's only 5 there. We cut it smaller. And we really trying to get the active people together to work on the executive committee for the coming year, because we got a lot to do. But does everyone now agree with the composition?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. This is John for the record.
Yes, I do. This is John for the record.
Hello.
Stand up.
Hello. This is Juan. I am already connected.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to put in mute. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so since there weren't any heavy objections, we move on to 312.
So I'm back in if we want to try to share screen again, but if we're good, I'm good too.
In 3212.
John, I would want you to take over the sharing the screen share. Is that okay?
All right. I will press that again. And share. Okay. Are we shared?
Yeah, thank you. One, if you want to speak, please Can you let me know on Skype so we don't have interference when someone else is speaking? Just let me know on Skype that you want to speak, and I would let John know. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Okay, I am not speaking. I am not available to Adobe Connect, but yes, I need the link for the Vibe, please.
Okay. Well, Miriam's doing that. So sorry, Raul. So sorry about that, guys. I have no idea what happened. So are we agreeing to we can pass 3.1 then and move on? We're all agreeing to it, and we're resolving the comments in the sidebar. Yes. Calling once, twice, three times. So we're passing 3.1 then, accepting 3.1 then, Raul.
Okay, and moving on to 3.1.2.
Mm-hmm.
So who is this IT Realms DSA, by the way? Like, I don't...
That's Remy.
Okay.
Hello, Raul. I wanted to ask, who is it to respond to late speaking?
Pontley is Remy.
It's Remy. Okay. Okay. Remy, please be using your name. Thanks.
Okay. Go ahead. 3.1.2. And can we remove the comments as we accept them so that we know we've resolved them? Please.
Right. So I guess with the new organization, we're only going to have. There might be a vice chair for the policy committee.
Right.
But I guess that would really be the only one, since we'd only have one committee and executive on top of the executive committee.
That's right. So maybe what we should do is have two representatives on the policy committee then. The chair and maybe...
Joan, technically we already have someone in the policy committee on the in the sense that Joan sits with me within the NCSG PC. So automatically we can just say, okay, by default the communication coordinator works with the policy chair within NCSG and policy affairs, because if we are going to rephrase it that the policy has to have vice chair, let it just be standardized, because within the current structure there's somebody there in the NCSG PC, not only the chair sitting there in that NCSG PC. So that would be my suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's going to change after our meeting this week. The representations will change. So we're just dealing with what we have to do, and we'll talk about representation in NCSG separately. So this is...
No, Joan, listen to what I'm saying, please. I am talking of the NCSG, since we already have somebody sitting on the NCSG PC, there's already a procedure whereby it's not only the chair sitting on the NCSG PC, it's not only the chair of the policy development process sitting on the NCSG policy committee. There's someone from MPOC already sitting there, so we can use that format for 3.1.2 instead of saying the policy committee should have another a vice chair. That's what I'm saying.
John, I have my hand up. Can I?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks. Consulate, I don't know if we are mixing both of the NCSG and then the MPOC one. Now, the NCSG one is that is by appointment, right? But
yes.
While the MPOC one, the MPOC has a policy committee, and within that policy committee, the old charter was saying it would have a vice chair and I think eight other people to deem it a committee. So that's what. So 3.3312 and 313 are not the same thing. Does that help?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
It helps. Sorry, I was not looking at 3.13. I was just looking at on top. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. No, that,
okay.
That's all right.
It's okay. Then it doesn't. It's okay. Then my something is not. Ignore my statement.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Sorry,
so that we're looking at 3.1.2. Go ahead, Raul.
So, okay, I guess the point of this, we don't have any other vice chairs at the moment unless there's a vice chair in the new policy committee. I don't think we've decided on that yet.
Right. But it would be a good idea to have a vice chair representing MPOC and NCSG as well, right? So... But you're right.
John, we're mixing stuff again. So let's just stick with 312, which is what Raul is trying to address. Yeah.
So basically, this is about can other vice chairs within NPOC represent NPOC in the capacity of the chair? That's how I read it.
That's how I read it as well.
Yeah, that's correct. So what it's saying is that, they are not members of the EC, but if, for instance, something happens to the chair, for instance, God forbid, the policy committee chair, then in the absence of that, they can now step in that role.
Right. Yes, that's right. So did we not have, Raul, did you not win the election as a vice chair?
Yep.
So, but you're not deemed an officer, that's what we're saying. Okay. Yeah,
I am. I am, but none of the others wouldn't be.
Right.
For example, the policy committee vice chair wouldn't be an officer of NPOC.
Right.
Absolutely.
It could be anyone. Okay. Well, I agree with that.
Yeah. So I guess we'll just leave it there as it is. I think it doesn't really have to even be mentioned, but I think we could just take it out. Quite obvious that you don't have the same... sort of responsibilities as a policy committee vice chair as the vice chair of the whole NPOC, right?
Can I speak quickly, John, please? Well, I think it's quite important to have it there because the lines quickly will get blurred when people don't see things in writing, like, no, you're not part of this. Because very easily I'm vice chair and then it would automatically mean you are part of the executive committee. So I think it's safer to have it there.
Okay, well, let's just leave it then.
Yeah. I think it makes it very clear about what happens.
Sure. But so there's a fine balance between trying to make it short and having the essential things. But we'll leave that one.
Yeah. Now, are you taking off any of the comments that that we've resolved? Because those are the ones I like to look at first, always. So. Okay, so we're agreeing to 3.1.2. Everyone is okay with 3.1.2?
Is Remy okay with it?
Yes, move on, Juan. For me, I'm okay. Bonsley.
Great, thanks, Bonsley. All right, so we're accepting 3.1.2. Okay, 3.1.3 then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think there were no issues about that. So 3.2.1 would be next.
So we're on 3.2.1.
Yeah, I think Remy's suggestion is good.
Which is?
To rephrase 3.2.1.
I didn't see his suggestion. What was it?
It's the he's using the handle IT Realms DSA.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
if you click on the yellow bit, it shows his comment. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. To manage elections and voting in accordance with the provisions. Oh, yeah, that's good. I like that wording. You're going to, Raul, you're going to change it?
I did.
Okay.
Oh, no, not quite all of it. Almost.
Right. I was just looking for it. I was like, okay.
That's it. The next one, 3.2.2.
Are you just going to take that off and says resolve?
Yeah, I resolve it.
I'll bring up 3.2. Okay, can we manage funding expenditures and provide financial oversight? So,
yeah, looks good to me.
Mm-hmm. So you're changing that as well?
Yep.
Okay. I don't see you editing at all.
No?
No. That's okay as long as it's edited.
You see it?
But I saw the changes from before, so. Yeah, I like that regrouping.
Hello, Juan, please. Where are we now? Are we still at 3.2.2?
That's correct.
Yes.
Okay.
We're looking at
because
the
comments.
I'm
seeing. I'm seeing Raul editing stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
No worries.
So 3.2.5, that's where the next comment is. Again, it's like to have the verb to.
To resolve, yeah. Tell me when to move on.
Okay, 3.2.6. In soft copy from hard copy. No.
Oh, I don't know if if I'd like to keep hard copies. We archive everything, do we not, Miriam? Hello? Miriam?
Yes, the archiving process, Joanne is Ponsley speaking, the archiving process there is correct.
Yeah, and we take care of, I think we take care of this in that, right?
Yes, so it, what is in 3.2.6
mm-hmm.
is correct, except we want to change the lifespan, but this is the usual standard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think we need to add anything there.
No. Okay, where to next? I don't think there is any hands up, so we can move. Where to next, Raul?
Okay, so 327.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, changing a semicolon.
Yeah. Great.
Policy development. On the 328.
Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, semicolon.
And then we'll have to capitalize or lowercase different things just to make it look good, but we'll work on that later.
Yeah.
3.2.9 then?
Yeah, I think we should split. It does look a bit massive, like a wall of text.
Lot. Yeah. A lot of read. Don't freeze up on this. Oh, there we go. Whoa. We're on 3.2.9, everyone. Yeah. maybe at Quorum or something.
I don't know if we need to change the numbering or add A's and B's.
No, I think that just maybe one hearts return. At
it's okay like this. Is we should just paragraph it.
Yeah. I think we can do a hard return at a quorum of. Okay.
Like a quorum of and semicolon? Second paragraph?
Yeah, or yeah, just a new paragraph there. I think that wouldn't help it as a first one. Just to give it a breather, like Remy said. Do you see that, Raul?
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you see I've added the paragraphs or like one enter?
I've done it.
Okay, and maybe the next one is all members of the EC is another hard return, and that will, I think, help it.
Yeah. I already.
Okay. It's not showing on mine, so I'm sorry. I think those three will make it good. I don't want to refresh in case it knocks it out, so.
Okay.
All right. Where to next?
I even put one last one starting from the EC officers have the right to.
Okay, great.
Just to make it so, yeah.
Yeah, it's just better on the eyes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, to 3.210.
Yep, other. Yeah, I agree with Marianne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guess little spaces wouldn't hurt there either.
Right.
On the 3, 2, 10.
Yeah. But, so do we need one of them? Can we in the second draft we can maybe look at that.
Maybe I just put it on 1 and 2 because they're like the biggest chunks.
We just have to rearrange it.
Yeah, but let's concentrate on the wordings now. I guess that's much more important.
Yeah, the 3.2.10, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really, I think it's pretty clear.
And it was 3.3.
Oof.
Oh, Mari and
Remy and Ganga with your hand up in the AC room.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Ganga. And tell me where to go if you're referring to a section. Hello? I can't hear him. Hello? Okay, Remy, do you want to go ahead while we wait for Ganga then, please?
To the members are appealed by the members.
Oh.
Last paragraph of 3.2.9.
Sorry?
3.2 last paragraph, any decision
3.2.1?
He wants to say something about the last on the 3.2.9. Any decision of the EC officers? Go ahead.
Okay.
Only about the single word, any decision of the EC officers can be appealed to the members or by the members.
Can you write your suggestion in the Google Doc, Gangadhar?
Can you write it, please, Ganga?
Yeah, I think Ganga is right. I think it is by. I remember reading that before and feeling weird about it.
Mm-hmm. So I can't go to my Skype. What is the suggestion?
There was a suggestion. Any decision of the EC officers can be appealed by the members. It used to be to the members, but that just didn't make sense.
Right. Yes. Yeah, very good.
Oh, is that the word by? Yes, that is okay now.
Yeah. Okay, yes, that's an excellent word. Great, thank you. All right. Can I go to Remy now?
Sure.
Remy, just tell us where you want us to address, please. Go ahead, Remy. Remy, you may be on mute. think he's trying to unmute. Okay, until he comes on, the next thing, let us know when you're on. We were at 3.3. Remy, can you, no, we can't hear him. Can anyone hear him? Maybe if you could write it as well, Remy, that would maybe help us. Okay, while he's doing that, can we, 3.3 then, Robert, please?
Okay, so 3.3.4. There was a, it said on the H, it said keep the easy and affiliate informed as to the FC's actions and decisions. And we think that might be members instead, because this is about the treasurer, and I don't think he would be informing NCSG and NCUC before, you know, NPOC was informed. So I think that is really the treasurer keeps the EC and the members informed, not other affiliates.
Right.
Hope that answers Remy's concern.
So we change all of affiliates, and we'll go through the whole document later to make sure that we do a find and replace for affiliates.
Yeah, Remy is commenting on the Adobe.
Could you read it? I can't see it.
Oh, actually, we've gone through most of them. No. I think, yeah. So,
what was his comment?
It was about that means different thing to appeal to members than by members. Earlier point. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks. Thanks, Remy. Okay, so you're changing.
So then it'd be 4.0. Oh, brand new number. here. Okay, so yeah, I remember now doing this where I'm putting a not appropriate. I basically use that where it says some committee that is now abolished in the new version. So I basically left them blank. I don't know if we need to keep the list of those, but I guess that was part of the reason why we get rid of the committee, so that basically we can take all these rules out, apart from the policy development committee.
We still need to have define the duties of each coordinating body.
Yeah, I don't think that's the job for the charter, at least for a committee that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah, we can define it. Coordinating is pretty easy to do. You're coordinating what the action is, right? So.
Yeah.
So what was Remy's concern? Where are the committees, or have it be abolished? If this is the assumption, if this assumption is correct, then 4.0 should be rephrased. Okay. Operating committees? Oh, I see. The following are MPOC formal operating committees with permanent duties and... oh, I see. So we have to change that, is what he's saying, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, instead of having not appropriate at 4.1, we should move the policy development committee here, because it's going to be the only operating committee.
Operating committee, right. So we have to say with the exception of the policy committee, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Or the only operating committee of the is the policy committee, is really what it is. Okay, so we can work on that wording too. Why don't we highlight that, and you and I can work on the wording of that for the next meeting, Raul?
Of the Policy Development Committee?
For the 4.0, because it's two things, it's a number of things that we have to discuss there. There's a assumption of that there's only one committee, but that there, you know, we have to word it that there are no other committees.
Okay, yeah. I'll make a comment here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I think I will just copy-paste the Policy Development Committee stuff.
Right.
Here. Change the numbers.
Yeah. Are you going to do that now, or...?
I'll just do it now, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, actually, if you now have a look at the 412, I think we need to think about the C, or then we need more members to our policy committee.
That's what I was saying, that you and I probably could work on 4.0 and then bring it back for the next, you know, so that we can go through each of those.
Right.
Because that's going to take a bit of work. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'm just going to put it down as something to do for you and I, and then we can bring it back to the committee next time. Okay?
Yeah. So we can go onwards. Hang on.
Yep.
So
that's a to-do for you and I. And then, all right, tell me where to go on the document. Okay.
You four move back. Excuse me, sponsor speaking. You move back to 4. Now we are back to where we stopped at 10.
We're at 4.
We're now at 4.43. Sorry, 4.42.
Yes. Consulate?
Oh, yes, I'm hearing you, yes.
Okay, great. What we've decided that 4.0 needs.
No, I got that. I got that.
Okay. So we're at 4.2 now, just to, because of our comments.
4.2. Oh yeah, and there's it's just a semicolon. So okay.
Yeah.
We can. And now we're back to 5 again. Okay.
Yeah. One.
So.
Replace 3 with 2. Okay. Did you see 4.4?
Yep. No, but 5.1.1.
Okay.
And I have to admit, I didn't check what NCUC and NCSG has on that.
Okay.
Did somebody else?
I didn't check it, but we'll leave it and check it for next week then.
Okay. Right. So then we are at D. 511D. That's the last thing we pasted there.
Be a local, regional, or international? Is that the one?
Yep, that's the one.
Okay. And then the word or.
All right. Yeah, this had to do with, right, because this is a policies and procedures governing members.
Right.
So this is about members' eligibility.
That's right.
And now we need to think if we want those individuals who are experts but don't represent an organization to be able to join NPOC as a member.
Right. And that was a wording that we were trying to... it was a wording that was used, I think, to distinguish them, right?
Yeah, or demonstrable expertise, I think that was something that was
Yes, or
used.
Individuals with demonstrable expertise, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me, this is Juan speaking.
Go ahead.
Do we need a separate non-for-profit and non-commercial in this issue, in this paragraph? Or you can just put only non-commercial organizations?
So eliminate the not-for-profit, you mean?
Yeah, because we are separating not-for-profit and non-commercial, and for me it's the same, but I am, maybe I'm wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. And we're trying to be a non-commercial.
Just set non-commercial.
I could go with that.
Yeah, and we haven't changed the name as well. That was something that we have to address.
Yeah. Should we leave it till then?
Yeah. And I'm just going to make a note that we need to go back. That's a good point, one. We go back and change it once we have the name. I think we should leave it until we do that, just so that we don't look silly in terms of having it in the name.
Okay.
So that's 5.1.1D, name. I wrote it down so that we don't forget. Okay. All right. Did you add the individual, Raul?
I added a comment there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Where to next?
Oh, yeah. It's individuals with demonstrable expertise on the area. Yeah, that's the wording on the end there, like on the... needs to be something to reflect that it's demonstrable expertise in the area that ANPOC works with.
Or the ANPOC's priority areas.
Sounds good.
And just a note from our meeting in Johannesburg, we were looking at what was the meaning of fair and efficient. And I was to contact Kathy, who contacted Marie-Laure. And I did that. And they said, she said, Marie-Laure said she doesn't remember, but it's up to us to change it now. So I think I wrote
it.
Right. So I just wanted to know that I did follow up with that.
Sorry, what did you say?
Sorry.
That Marie-Laure said she doesn't remember.
She said that it was Alan that wrote most of it with Avery. Alan was actually the main writer of the last charter.
The last charter was Alan that wrote most of it, yes.
Right, and what she suggested was that it's a different time now and that it's probably not even applicable, but she doesn't even remember what that meant at that time. So, just so we know. All right.
Okay,
right. Sorry, go ahead.
Can you see the wording, Joan? Or individuals with demonstrable expertise in NPOC's priority areas. And should we refer those priority areas to our, was it scope, where they list quite a few of these areas?
Yes, yes.
But maybe we shouldn't restrict it to those because those might get old at some point.
Yes, I would say such as those listed, right?
Okay.
Can we use the word can include those listed just for future?
Yeah. And maybe that's something we should put in the scope too. Is that as issues come up, that we will address it somehow, right? Operational concerns.
Okay. It was 1-2-2. Hang on. I'm just gonna. Okay, how does that look?
I can't see it, but it, if I refresh, I will. But I might lose you.
Okay.
And so if I refresh later, I'll see it, and we'll have to go through them again anyway.
Raul, where did you put it?
511D at the end.
Okay, I've seen it. Be a local, regional, or international not-for-profit or a non-commercial organization or individual with demonstrable expertise in...
Impact's priority areas.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yes.
And that actually gives us something that is different to NCUC too, because you need to be a registrant to a domain to be able to be part of NCUC. So this is something that we can have a member in ICANN who doesn't even own a domain.
Right. they could be, yeah, and they just want to help us. Okay.
But that's not going to be likely the case because within our operational concerns, we are looking at DNS. Is going, yeah, it, the wording and everything sounds good, but it's not going to be likely the case. But the expertise is important, the expertise in priority areas. Key.
All right, where to next?
So I guess we add the we probably need to leave out E.
I think delete E.
John, we have Reni and Ganga waiting to make comments.
Okay.
Reni and then Ganga.
Okay, great.
Go ahead, Remy.
Remy? I can't hear him.
Okay, Ganga, please, and then I'll read Remy's comment.
Thanks. Yeah, go ahead, Ganga.
1.2.2, I feel that we are specifically mentioning GTLDs, and there we are restricting the scope. I have a feeling that it should be more wider, a little bit more open.
What number are you talking about, Remy? Ganga?
Scope that you are defined in 1.2.2, which you are mentioning in the current discussion.
But we're at 5.1.1 now.
Yeah. We've already defined those. What is the concern, Ganga?
By mentioning GTLD, we are restricting and making the scope very narrow. I feel it has to be a bit more open, or we should have something to add other issues also.
But our scope is narrow. So what are you suggesting to put in and replace?
Something to take care of, say, any future contingent residual headings or some other thing. We should have some scope there to expand it in future in case we need to.
We can expand it in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are there are the kind of solid ones that we feel that we can really work on, and something that won't be knocked down when the review of this charter happens.
Right.
Okay. So there's always scope for expansion.
Yeah, I don't think we're restricted ourselves to those. That we can do other things as well.
Okay. So I have added there these words, but not limited to.
Right.
Gangadhar, add a comment there. We'll return that next charter call, but we need to work on the same point. We can't start jumping to one and the next. So we need to work on the 5.1.1. You can leave a comment there now, and we'll come back to it next meeting, okay?
We're on, we're on 5.1.1.
That's right, on E.
So basically, we'd be not, we wouldn't have this expertise clause here again.
Right, because of the we're including it in D, correct?
Yeah, that's right, for individuals.
Right. Now, did Ramey, Miriam, did Ramey write something, or did he, we get through to him? He was on, he had a point to make earlier on 5.1.
Yeah, someone. Yeah.
Sorry?
Just a second. I'm just trying to see if Remy can come on now. Remy, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Go ahead. We're on 5.1.1. Is that what you're addressing?
Yeah, it'd be... Yes, outside the... This is foreign attention, so that we can also look at the chat from time to time.
Thank you, Remy. John, Remy's saying to please look at the chat from time to time because he has, and other people are making comments there. Thanks, Remy. I think John is sharing her screen, so she might not see it quickly, but I'll read out comments as they come in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any comments right now? Are there any comments, Miriam?
I can't see
no,
any.
No, no,
nothing. Okay, great. All right. We're taking out E and adding the individual to D. Are we good with 5.1.1?
No, there's still more. There's like F, G, H, I.
Hold on. I don't have that on mine.
If you just scroll down, you should.
Now mine goes right to 5.2. That's.
But on the left side. On the left side, Joan.
It's on the left side, yes. Yes. Okay, sorry. All right. So, oh, I see what you're saying. I was going to say. All right. So, F. Own at least one domain name and maintain plans to create a web presence.
Yeah. So, I think I have a suspicion that might be in the GNSO rules or in the ICANN member rules, something like that.
It
but
is.
We'd need to check that out. It is?
Actually, when we do approve membership... That's an issue that they have to have, for MPOC, they have to have at least own one.
Right. But so that's something that we will continue to have as a requirement. Is that necessary?
Yes. It is.
Okay.
And that becomes E now, right?
Yep. Then on the left side, it's I added the F, acknowledge the relevance and importance of ICANN related matters. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What about the last two?
I think to actively support IMF Schedule 1 and fulfill purchaser credit and so forth. Okay, so H, I mean, it should be a given, but it's already set out in that. Do we have to say it? This is H. I don't know if we have to say it, but that's just me.
Yeah.
What does anyone else think? What I would do is contact and highlight.
It's fine, Joanne. It's fine.
It's fine. You wanted to put it into the new one?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can have that one. And for sure, we should have.
Not-for-profit or non-commercial organizations?
Well, the most countries, it's a not-for-profit, but we put slash non-commercial. But the entity is actually incorporated as not-for-profit.
I don't know. We've been using both terms, and I think non-commercial includes not-for-profit.
Right.
But I guess that's, again, one point where we need to think which we're going to have, or we need to have both.
Yeah. Just put both for now until we've decided.
Yeah. Well, at least we got rid of one of them.
Yeah.
So...
Remy has his hand raised in the Adobe Connect room.
Okay, great.
Okay,
go ahead, Remy.
Yeah, I was saying that I wanted to add to what you just said. The important within boots for now, for consistency purposes. Hello?
Yeah.
So, Jan?
Yes, Miriam, what did Remy say?
Hello, John.
Hi, go ahead.
Remy, please, could you repeat so that John can hear what you say?
Yes,
thank
I didn't
you.
Hear you, sorry.
Nor did I.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Okay,
yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I will say that the father will return both for now. For now, for consistency
okay.
purposes, for consistency.
Okay. Remy is saying to retain
thank
both,
you.
So the non-commercial and not-for-profit for now, for consistency
right.
purposes. Yeah. So
he's agreeing.
Yes, he's agreeing.
Okay, great. Thank you, Remy. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good thing to have both.
Yeah. So, 512 then.
Mm-hmm.
A long one.
Okay, you know, purpose of it. See, they use non-commercial.
Right.
So I have to take point two to avoid conflict to join MPOC as a member. So we can copy that, but remember to use the word member at the end of this. The first
as a member, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And A commercial entities a for-profit motive include consultants. So we're defining what they are. Okay.
Yeah, ineligible organizations.
Right.
And the list is non-exhaustive, so that's a good thing.
Right. More than 30% of annual for registry operator registrar collectively contracted parties. So do we have to say all of that, or just can we have a broad statement that says, you know, offer streamlining, but
I think it's better to have that.
Yeah, it's better. It seems that they all should be there so that someone can argue that they
need. Yeah. So this gives us like a real shorthand. If it's in the charter, it's easy to point out straight away, and it won't be even a debate.
That's right. Yeah, no, I agree. Okay. Just going to copy those over. And number E also has the affiliates, the word affiliates.
E.
Just gonna,
Five other groups not chartered to support non-commercial interest users as described. Oh, yeah, there. Right, got it.
I'm just going to put down one of the things we have to do is find and search for affiliates so that we'll even...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry. And replace. So easy to miss them. Okay. All right.
An entity which does not fall based upon a review and determination by the members committee. So there's a committee now there. So should we change it to coordinator?
Yes. Good spot.
Members coordinator?
Yep.
I think we now need to check what's at 5.9.
Yes.
Or if there's anything there.
Yes, I wrote it down.
And there's not. So, and that's a big one. Oh, wow.
Okay. So just to highlight that so that we don't forget to do that one too. Just to check.
You made a note of that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah, 5.9 is a long one, but I think we should carry on with this one first.
Yes, I wrote it down as a double check.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Then we'll just go through that later. Okay, 5.1.3.
Okay.
Again, non-voting members.
Oh, yeah, that should be in its own box, actually.
Yes.
Oh, and 514 is out of its box as well. Hang on.
Okay. So we have about 15 minutes left. Is that correct, Miriam?
Yes, that's correct, John.
Okay. So we probably could just focus on the 5.1 and get that done, and then we have some duties to do for all of those. Then everyone else can look at the rest of it. Are you creating the box right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Regarding 5.1.3, other than the word affiliate, anyone has any comments on 5.1.3, which has also A and B associated with it? Any comments from anyone while Raul is creating the table? No? Any hands up? We're good?
No hands off in the room.
Okay, great. So it's pretty clear. Non-voting affiliates, otherwise ineligible. Yeah.
Okay, so that looks better again.
Mm-hmm. So there's a comment for 5.1.3. Other than the word affiliates have to be changed.
Right.
And then 5.1.4. Can we go to that one? Which is just one sentence.
I just changed the affiliates because the thing is, now I remember why we didn't do it last time, because it would change it from the other side as well, and we don't want that change.
Mm-hmm.
So 5.2.1 then? Oh, actually, did we go through all these 5.1.3?
There are no comments. It had to be changed, but I think it looks pretty. It's pretty straightforward what we're saying. What the eligible voting or non-voting members.
Right. All right. Sounds good.
Mhm. Okay, 5.2. 1. So, yeah, I think the fees are the double of the colon.
Mm-hmm.
And some categories as well. And everyone was okay with the categories? We defined what they meant.
Yeah, this is something new that we changed.
That's right. Any concerns, objections, comments? 5.2.2. Right. Okay, move up. Okay, 5.2.3, colon, not full stops, please. Oh, I see. Okay. So colon at voting, I guess. Voting status. And you are clicking off the resolve when we resolve them, right, Raul?
What's that? Yes,
you are,
I'm resolving them.
Like to take them off the comments, right, so we know that later
yes.
We have to deal with them. Okay, great. I don't know why my screen is...
We have Remy. Remy's hand is up in the Adobe room.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Remy, please.
Yeah, thanks, John. I wanted to ask, with respect to 5.2, there's a classification of large organizations. Hello?
Are you asking about 5.2.2?
5.2.2, yes, correct.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, I was asking, how do we actually ascertain if the organization is large with respect to the employment? I was thinking it would have been better to just classify, depending on the membership, we can allot and take it. If the organization, you take 2 votes, individuals take 1 vote.
Okay, so Miriam, I couldn't hear very well, sorry.
So I think what Remy was trying to ask is have organizations take 1 vote and members take 1 vote. Is that correct, Remy? How do we
ask? Organization can take 2 votes.
Say that again, Remy.
Yeah. Yeah, how do we verify the classification of organization having 25 employees?
So we can't really verify it. We usually go by their word. So when they're filling out the the NCSG application form, it would ask if you're an organization with X, you know, with either 25 employees or any of those things. And so you will have to, you know, we'll have to just go by your word, which organization, whether you're large or small.
Okay.
Yeah, it's asked at the application process.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, great, thanks. Okay, so we're at 5.2.3. There was a semicolon for MPOC. You changed that already, Raul?
Sorry, which one?
5.2.3, participation in voting status, as a semicolon instead of a period.
Yeah, I did change that.
Okay.
I was thinking, actually, on 5.2.2, where it says that organizations shall be classified as large organizations if, and the second one has membership organizations with more than 250 individual members. So basically, that's different than having an organization with 250 individual members, right?
Yes, Raul, that's correct. If you can, do you want me to answer that question?
I go on.
Yeah. So basically, there are some organizations that have just employees, and there are other organizations that have members who have employees. If that makes sense. So that's the difference in the two types of organizations.
But see where it says has membership organizations with more than. Shouldn't we say just has more than 250 individual members? Like it's in the first one. It has more than 25 employees.
Or has membership organization with more than...
Sorry, Raul, I don't understand. So
organizations
shall be classified as large if one of the conditions is that it has more than 25 employees or... has membership organizations with more than 250 individual members, right? So
yeah,
it can have 25 employees, or it can have one organization that has more than 250 individual members.
Right.
All right, so that's what I mean. So then that organization needs to have at least two membership organizations which have 250 individual members each. At least,
not necessarily. So you can have just one that has 250 members.
I mean, okay, let's take an example of Open Knowledge Finland. It has 350 members, or 400 by now. So does that fall into a large organization because it doesn't have membership organizations within it? I mean, what? That I think that's just a strange wording. Why? Because in the first one, it's really clear. It has more than 25 employees. So I think we should use the same here. And it says,
has more than 250 individual members.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So because
right?
It's a membership organization, so yeah.
So I think it would just make it a lot clearer if I just take it out.
Yes.
So it'd be like that.
But we could also say if. No, you're right. Let's just do it because it just makes it interpretive, right?
Okay, so how do you take organizational members as well?
See how I read number two, so category A, or category one, two, I read it that, say, for example, the Red Cross, it's a membership organization that I don't know. I think how Raul says it will be much, much simpler.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, John, but for instance, number three says it is comprised of five or more organizational members. So if those organizational members have one employee or one member each, it wouldn't make it a large organization.
No, but they would be organizational members. So those members of our member organizations would have to have their own members. See what I mean? I mean, it's like organizations under an organization.
Exactly. Like, for example, in YMCA. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Pankaj.
Like, for example, in... Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, yes. Like, for example, in YMCA structure, to be a member of the World Alliance, you have to have, like, 5,000 members. You know, so it's within line of how our own is. Like the member organizations of MPOC have to be have X amount of members. Not like, so you won't have somebody like a one-man NGO joining MPOC, something like that. Thank you.
No, Pontele, I don't think that's what that part is saying. You can have a one-man NGO joining MPOC, and he will be a small organization.
Okay, Mayim, let me revert. So what do you want to change it to? I didn't get what you want it to sound like.
No, I don't. I'm not sure. So I'm trying to tease out what Raul is saying, because I'm really not sure. What we did was take this from the NCSG charter, and I think it's better we go back there and understand what it's saying, and then we can, rather than changing it here, and then like Raul's example is make it better, you know, but take what we have from the NCSG and improve on it.
Mm-hmm. So Raul, exactly is your concern with point two?
Yeah, it was the wording was that you would need more than one organization sort of under that organization. That's what the one was like. Now I think it's really clear. You're a large organization in our eyes if you have 25 employees,
right,
or 250 individual members. That I think that's really clear, and now
I agree.
And the third one is now it is comprised of five or more organizational members. So
no, I agree.
For example, it would be like YMCA, like Ponsalad was saying, that has like or ALAC structures, you know, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So then we would be talking about an organization that has organizations within them. And I think you don't really get exceptions for those. They're always large.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it's clearer how you say it. Because then it would be like an association almost to have that kind of membership organizations under you, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, let's change that. I agree. I think it'll be much clearer.
Okay, John and Raul and everyone, I have copied what is there in the NCSG Charter, and it can always be improved on, but that's what the NCSG Charter says.
Mm-hmm. But we're saying an organization that has more than 250 individual members, that's all we're saying. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. And we don't want to be exactly like NCUC anyway.
No.
Okay. So we'll change that one, and then we can revisit it later.
Yeah.
I think our time is almost up. Okay. So
that's right.
Task?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the task?
John, my hand is up.
Yeah.
Sorry, just a quick one. If you look at the NCSG charter, that place I just copied, I think what the problem was that we didn't copy the whole thing properly, because it says B, organizations that are composed of 10 or more organizational members that qualify as large under criterion A above shall be classified as large organizations. So I think because we didn't copy the whole thing, it didn't make sense.
Well, I'm going to put it on an accent to revisit and to really think about what it is that we're trying to say there. How's that? I put it on another.
Yeah.
Because that one looks like it's going to be. So I have some actions for things that we have to look at. Some of them included from last time. If everyone could also go through it again, with anything that we resolved this time. New comments, and we should highlight as much as possible, Raul, all the things that we've already agreed on, so
mm-hmm.
that we know. And then the next time is to schedule another meeting for next week.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so far we've really agreed until 5.2.2.
Yeah. So now it's great.
5.2.2, that's where I stopped, yes.
Yes. Yes. Great.
So we get back on that next week, same time,
yep.
Same channel.
That sounds good to me. That's
yes.
Great. I think we're doing really great, guys. So next week, Miriam, you'll send out the reminder again. And
sure.
Continue on. Okay?
I think we're learning a routine on this as well now.
Yes. Yes, it's getting better. And it was better to phone in using the phones, right, Miriam?
Definitely.
Yeah.
We'll do that
yes.
next time for each of us.
Yes,
thank
and I apologize. If I have the charter on the screen, I can't see the other activities. So,
John, I'll show you the next time how to do that. You should be able to see other things that are happening in the chat room as well. But I'll share my screen with you on our next one-to-one call, and I'll show you how to do that. Yeah,
yeah, that will be wonderful. Because I hesitate to go because I know, oh, my God. Okay, great. That would be wonderful. Okay, great, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.